similar to surrounding corporations, with a few exceptions. We start a few days earlier. We're still starting that first Thursday in August, and we're still taking a full week at fall break. And our Thanksgiving remains the same, but other than that, we have very similar. We have 1 week at spring break starting next year, and then the year after. So that was a change. We've got those out to our folks.
How difficult was it putting your calendar together? And the only reason I bring that up is because it seemed like the MCCSE took 2 years to figure out, mm-hmm. hammering out all the details. Easier,
right.
Same kind of brush back? Is everybody on the same? I know you're never going to please everyone on this, but
sure.
Talk about your process.
Sure. You know, we did not have the pushback that I read about in the paper from the surrounding corporations. Our folks, the last 2 years, have been pretty pleased overall with the calendar. You know, when the 1st of August rolls around, everybody, including me, are like, oh my gosh, it's the 1st of August. I can't believe we're starting back already. You know, everybody's, you know, talking about the calendar then, but our folks have been pretty supportive, and they like the idea of the one for sure week at spring break. Our second week had always been makeup days, and we scattered them between President's Day and right at the end of May, and also we did that to accommodate the standardized testing from the state. We have a couple built-in days, President's Day weekend, and then our last window of testing ends May 5th of 17. So our three built-in makeup days are after the 5th of May, between then and the end of school. That we spread out.
Yeah, you've got to be. You can't really do anything because the state has you tied to those dates. And I think, mm-hmm. some people get confused and say, "Well, that doesn't make." Well, it makes sense because the state tells you have to do it that way.
Exactly, and you can always get a waiver, but you can only move those days up. You can't move them back, so that really limits you. Mm-hmm. So, and we've been ones that have asked for a waiver, especially on the, you know, in the past few years. I read three and maybe another one, but this will. This will help ease that a little bit, and we thought this was especially leaving it like that during the spring was in the best interest of our kids and to help our teachers out as well.
Dr. Mike Wilcox is our guest this morning, the pre-Thanksgiving show here. Brag on your band a little bit. You had to go up the street there, sit in traffic on 37 like the rest of us. But,
that's right.
But they
tune. Yeah, you know, we're pretty fortunate. We're just far enough west we can sneak over and sneak up 67.
Absolutely right.
Yes, you can.
So whenever we can do that, we do. But, you know, for the ninth year in a row, we were in the state finals of the band there, and very, very proud of our kids and the whole marching band program. They went up, and you know, the kids were hoping for a state championship, and they were a little disappointed, but you know, they gave their best performance on the biggest stage that day,
That's a big stadium.
Exactly.
You can't replicate that at the Mustang Corral on a Friday night. You gave the free performance,
right.
And got everybody going. But once you get in there and look around and see 65,000 seats,
yeah,
woo,
exactly,
and that's an accomplishment.
We do want to thank the good folks over at Memorial Stadium on the Wednesday before. They let us come over, and the kids practiced there from 6 to 8:30 the Wednesday before. We did go to Lucas Oil, so we want to thank the good folks over at Memorial Stadium.
It's amazing, though, with Lucas Oil just having a roof on it. It makes the place look 100 times bigger.
Oh,
yeah,
I know.
It does. Yeah, it does. You're right. Yeah.
But our kids did a fantastic job. We're so proud of them. And you know, afterwards, I was, as I told the entire staff in my Friday memo, I said, I was fortunate to get to kind of be in the huddle afterwards when Aaron Wells, our director of bands, was talking to the kids afterwards. And those couple minutes and the talk that he had with them, I have to say, it made my eyes well up.
And really, you've heard some good speeches from Bill Mallory in the days.
I've heard some good ones, and I've got to rank that one. I've got to rank that one right up there, very, very, very proud of those kids and also. And hey, we just speaking of Coach Mallory, we just celebrated his 80th birthday last
all 300
weekend
of
before last. So.
What a crowd that was! Joe told us all about that, and having all the guys back, the Mal men. And his 80th birthday party, what a crowd, over 300 at the Hanke Hall of Champions. So
you've had a good time.
Busy couple weeks here. Doing anything on Saturday around noon?
Well, I think I'm going to go up and root our Hoosiers on and get us to a bowl game. So.
Head north. That's right. Yeah. Good seats still available up there.
Yeah, I'm hoping that there's as many Indiana fans as there are for the other teams. So.
There just might be because, again, the weather's not going to be terrible. It's going to be football weather, which is great.
Right, exactly.
And to be in this position, it's been a few years, and it's exciting times. Enjoy your turkey. We appreciate you checking in this morning, my friend. We'll get caught up with you right before your semester ends. Next month, let's move that up, obviously, with Christmas Eve and everything going on. Let's do the Tuesday before that, and we'll get how the semester wrapped itself up, take a look at how December's rolling on. Enjoy the holidays with your family, and, of course, go Hoosiers.
That's right. You guys do the same. Happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for all you do for us. We really, really appreciate it.